Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
These guys survived the David Kahn era of Timberwolves basketball and lived to tell about it. It's Flagrant Howls.
Wow. 211 to 186 last night, boys. What an all-star game. People love complaining about all-star games.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. They do, and you know what? They're never going to ever resemble what people want again, so...
Well, I do have three Wolves takes for you, and we will do the All-Star game discussion as one of them. I have a strong take on it. But how about Cat dropping 50 last night? So Cat took the box score is hilarious. I watched the first half. I saw Cat had like four consecutive uncontested layups. Congratulations. He dropped 50. The box score is ridiculous. So he shot the ball 35 times. The next closest was the MVP, Damian Lillard, who shot 26 times in a winning effort for the East. Only three personal fouls called in that game, in case you're wondering if guys were playing any level of intense defense. It's yours, no.
And there was a hope I saw that the game was going to be more competitive. Like they went, what, back to the Eastern versus the Western Conference?
They did.
By the way, shout out. The uniforms were good. I like those. Very solid. But I don't, the whole thing about thinking it was going to be competitive, I don't get.
I liked when they used to just wear their own respective jersey. I like that one. I like that more than like the generic West and East situation. I used to like when they would just wear their jersey.
It gets confusing now.
It would be a hell of confusion. Like I'm not denying it. It would be very confusing. But
did the NBA wear their own? Baseball did, which I loved. I'd like to see baseball go back to that.
I thought we did have a couple years where like...
They had a couple years.
They wore their own.
They wore their own, yeah. In like the early 2000s, I think they did.
I'm just googling random All Star games. 1998 All Star game, they wore their uniforms. Yeah, the 98 All Star game. It's like Kobe dunking in a Lakers jersey with Penny Hardaway in a Magic jersey behind him, MJ in his Bulls uniform. So there was a day where you had these.
Yeah, because baseball, I think hockey's always worn an alternate all-star jersey of sorts. But I loved baseball when they would wear their jerseys. I thought it was great.
It's also merchandise, right? It's a way to just sell a bunch
of course
new merch, whatever. This is a Timberwolves lifestyle podcast here, Flagrant Howls. It's the all-star break week, so you got guys kicking their feet up, even kicking their feet up during the game last night. And I've got three Wolves takes for you here, gentlemen, starting with this one. Now, I deleted my tweet. Judd left his up. So my first take is people, including me, were way too hard on Kat when they saw that Rachel Nichols clip. I interpret it, I think, the way you did at first. And I saw a couple other people going at him, too. I'm going to read you the quote, and I will do my apology. But Rachel Nichols tweeted out, and it's a video clip, too. Kat tells me why he's been comfortable ceding a chunk of the Wolves spotlight to Anthony Edwards. Quote from Kat. Why can't two legends coincide? Remember KG and Marbury? Why not us being able to take the torch and run with it? Just being able to put our egos aside, we both want to see each other win. Now, I saw that clip and first thought to myself, wait a second. Is he using KG and Marbury? He's saying he's talked to KG before. Is he using KG and Marbury as an example of two guys putting their egos aside? Because that's not at all what happened. Ego is essentially Steph's ego blew that relationship up, and then he demanded a trade after like 3 years. So, of course, I retweeted without having maybe watched it a second, third time and said, I think Kat needs a history lesson, like a Wolves history lesson. And rightfully so, I got clowned. He said, no. He's saying he is learning from history, that these guys couldn't put their egos aside in the late 90s. That's not going to happen again with Anthony Edwards and myself. Now, you could take issue with the word legends. Why can't two legends coincide?
Yeah, which I didn't even question that.
I'm not even going to rip him for that. I'm just saying I initially thought, oh, what is he talking about? He doesn't know Wolves history. No, he knows Wolves history. He's been talking to KG, and he's saying Anthony Edwards and myself don't want to repeat what happened 25 years ago. So people need to back off Karl Anthony Towns for that quote last night.
The problem was he said it wrong, and you have to be, and the issue is if you're going to say what he said, you have to make it clear. There was no torch. The torch he's talking about burned Target Center to the ground.
It did.
So it's a terrible example in the way that he said it. Now, if he said, and by the way, I think this is not only what he's saying, I believe unless he's lying, which I don't think that he is, that he is prepared along with Ant to carry the Wolves by putting egos aside. But the issue is you have to say that then. You have to say, I'm not going to be like Steph was. Like, you're literally talking about a torch that got dropped and the building was a five-alarm fire.
But I think he views himself as the KG because he's the one that makes more money, just like KG did.
Right.
He's the one that's older. He's the big man.
But he said it wrong. And sometimes you just, dude, you got to be negative. If you're going to bring that up, you got to bring, then he's got to say that Ant's not Steph. He's trying to, and because there was no torch. A torch would be carried from like Bird and McHale. That's the torch. You're not handed a torch. Steph tripped and burned everybody. So
yeah, the torch was already on the ground.
It was terribly put. It was awfully put. But I also said, you know what, Ant and Kat, and Kat especially, have been great. I've been praising Kat because when he said two legends, at first you are like, okay, let's slow down there. But I'm like, no, you know what? This is fine. But he has to learn the lesson. If you're going to say this, you've got to bring reality to the table and say, Steph, drop the torch. We won't.
Okay, real quick, on the legends thing, okay, of the four players talked about in this quote, right, there's one legend. It's Kevin Garnett.
Yep.
Steph Marbury was a legend in China for a couple of years with those Starberry shoes.
Not even close to being a legend, yes.
He was a legend growing up in New York City, Coney Island.
Coney Island, yes, he was.
Not an NBA legend at all whatsoever.
Correct.
I think Anthony Edwards could be a legend at some point.
Yep.
Carl, not a legend yet. Now, you could say Carl's a legend in Wolves lore because there's like not that many legends in Wolves lore. But I think to be a legend, you got to at least like win a championship, right? Is there a legend in sports that hasn't won a championship?
Ernie Banks.
I guess, yeah, there's probably some baseball
players. We're splitting hairs here a little bit, but your overall point, I agree with completely.
Okay. I do think you're being too hard on him. I think I understand what he's saying. When I read it over and when I saw the clip the first time, I got Twitter fingers and was like, I think he needs a history lesson.
Well, I kept getting notes though, but here, so I want to clear one thing up. All right. If you've been a Wolves fan and you are enjoying this, knock yourself out. It's awesome. You deserve this. Okay. And if you've been a Wolves fan, let's just say since 2010, you deserve this. Absolutely. Okay. But don't come at people who were there for as much as I saw. Like, 99. Like, the Steph thing is when you read the whole Garnett quote from that, he makes it very clear Steph burned it down, okay? Mm-hmm. But, if you want to defend Kat, that's great as a player. But don't try to, like, go back if you are, like, 21 or 22. Don't try and go back to a period that you weren't at and say, well, this is what he meant, and...
Wow, sports dad is sports shaming his sports
children
right now.
You don't know the legend. You don't know the legend of what transpired.
Get off sports dad's lawn, you young Wolves fans.
How he forced his way out. You should enjoy this. Have fun with it. But don't tell me the history of a franchise that I've seen the entire thing for, and a lot of it was an absolute gong show and disaster.
But Kat, and I know you're talking about, like, young fans chirping you know, in the comment section, whatever, but Kat, as I interpret this now, Kat is respecting what happened and trying to learn from what happened. So, bravo, Kat, for understanding Wolves history.
You don't have to respect it, Kat. Just say
Steph was a cancer. Steph forced his way out and ruined a really good thing.
That's all I want. Just say that. Say Ant is not Steph.
Just crap on Steph.
Yes, just crap on Steph.
He's not welcome back in my arena.
And you know what? I'd have a lot more respect for that. I sort of like that.
I'd rather than bring Terrell Brandon back than Steph Curry, than Steph Marbury for a Wolf celebration.
Dude, Steph Marbury, I still remember how mad people were. It was, I think it was March of 99 when that story broke.
It was
in Golden State. I mean, that team, the trajectory was so damn good. And yes, they did have success, but Steph brought the idea to its knees.
Yep. Yep. And it took him a few years to figure it out and bring Cassell and Sprewell, but
my family
was never quite the same. So, okay. Take number two. Speaking of Anthony Edwards, it's official. Anthony Edwards will run this league in 5 years. LeBron James confirmed it. Mm-hmm. That's my second Wolves take for you. So LeBron was on the TNT panel. I think this was yesterday.
It was.
It was like they had a big long pregame thing yesterday. Yep. And they asked him, hey, you know, you guys, you're old. Steph Curry is old. Durant, you guys are all 35 plus. LeBron, you're 39. Who's going to run this league? Who's taking the torch after you guys ride off into the basketball sunset? And LeBron said, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Ant-Man. Those are two of the guys that can continue to take the torch after Steph, KD, and myself, the guys who've been setting the standard for so many years, are done. Ant has the charisma. I love that. So he singled out Anthony Edwards. Yep. So LeBron, Steph, Durant, those guys are all like Mount Rushmore of modern day NBA. They're all 35 plus. James Harden, who's not quite on that level, but James Harden's 34. Paul George, Kawhi, they're all like mid-30s. So there's like a group of these guys kind of transitioning out. Do you think that's accurate? In 5 years, do you think Anthony Edwards will be, like, as we look at LeBron, Durant, Steph, the last 5 or 6 years, last 10 years, will Ant be one of those guys in 5 years from now?
Oh, I think that's definitely the case. And look, you know what? We know that in the last 2 years, Ant has done some things off the court that are questionable. But I will ask you this question. As a fan of basketball, do you find it possible to dislike him?
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation. You know what? There was a moment when he was shooting left-handed in the skills competition after the third brick off the side of the backboard. I was like, Ant, let's rein it in. Let's rein it in.
Did that really bother you, though?
But no, I love watching him. His personality is a breath of fresh air. Maybe he should respect the skills competition moving forward. But
now, I got a quick question there. Did people really get upset about that?
I think some people were mildly annoyed. You know, the broadcast was mildly annoyed.
Well, Kenny Smith was annoyed by everything.
His teammates were kind of annoyed by it, too, because they're trying to win a skills competition.
Oh, God.
Kenny Smith, man, what was that?
He had a rough Saturday.
She needs to be shooting with the regulation ball. Dude, what? Kenny.
Yeah. From their three-point line. From their three-point line. Like, the whole thing was was really, really cool. But anyway, yes, I believe that Ant, both as a player and a personality, he's big now, will be enormous. And provided he stays healthy, I think he will be one of the top five players in the league and maybe the most beloved, like as far as the go-to quote.
Yeah.
There's just, it's, as a player, it's very hard to dislike him.
Well, here, and I'm just looking at like guys who in 5 years are still going to be in their prime. And I think we sometimes go too far and think of only the guys that are in their early 20s, but dude, Giannis and Jokic are going to only be 33, 34 years old. All the guys I mentioned before, Steph Curry, KD, those guys are older now than these dudes will be in 5 years. So I don't think we can forget to put Giannis on this list.
What's Luka going to be?
Luka's going to be 29 in 5 years. So he's absolutely going to be in this conversation. Devin Booker is going to be 32. Sabonis in Sacramento, who's averaging almost a triple-double. Yeah. He's leading the league in rebounding, scoring 20 a game. He's going to be 32 years old.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a face of the league household name right now because of where he plays, but he's in that mix. Jason Tatum, dude, he's only 25 years old right now. He's been in all these deep playoff runs for the last 6 years. So he'll only be 30 years old, and he'll still be likely playing in Boston, right? One of the big markets. SGA, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be 29. Tyrese Halliburton, 28 years old in 5 years. Anthony Edwards will be 27. And then I'll put Wemby on this list because Wemby's only going to be 24, 25 years old in 2029.
What's Jalen Brunson?
So he's currently 26, right? 27.
Yeah, he's got to be mid-20s.
And he's like top six or top seven in scoring. Playing for the New York Knicks, too, so he's
the
face of that franchise.
Absolutely.
So can you, I think...
But yes, I can
he be in that mix with Giannis and Jokic in 5 years from now is kind of the question.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're pretty much in a transitional period, too, right? LeBron's getting older, Durant's getting older, Chris Paul's going to be retiring soon. Like, Steph, Clay, that dynasty has kind of ran its course. They're beginning to transition into the new era, which I think is honestly going to be good for the game, too.
And plus, who are you going to, of these groups as well, who are you going to market? Giannis for sure.
Yeah.
But like Ant is so marketable. That's the thing. He's not only a really good player, a great player when he's going well, but he is so marketable. He's got that smile, that sort of personality.
Yeah.
He clowns Finchy all the time.
And also like fans, Giannis and Jokic, you know, these are foreign players that have come in and have become wildly popular, but... There's something about the U.S. born players, right? That we do get behind the guys that are playing for Team USA and the Olympics and in the World Cup, right? So, you know, half the guys I just mentioned are international players. So can Anthony Edwards maybe take that torch for top homegrown United States player that gets marketed? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Can he do it in Minnesota too? I think he has a better chance to do it in Minnesota now than maybe 20 or 30 years ago. I mean, Giannis, yes. Think about this. Like, Giannis is in Milwaukee. Jokic is in Denver. Booker and Durant's been a bunch of places, but Oklahoma City and Phoenix, he did win two championships in one of the big markets, Golden State. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Oklahoma City. You don't have to be in Miami or playing for the Lakers to be a face of the league anymore.
I think being in, like, Sacramento is still probably... not positive because you're on the West Coast. So you're playing late starts and you don't get a ton of attention. But I think, you know, if you are the Lakers, perhaps the Clippers, you're fine, obviously. But if you're in the Eastern or Central time zones, people are going to see you.
Yeah.
Like Ant will be on TNT.
Yeah. And he should be on more even down the stretch here. Those flexing games.
It's going to start at what, 8 or 9 here on Friday, right?
Yeah, are we still doing the Stephen A. all access?
As far as I know.
Didn't you say that? No, he was taken to the hospital for like twisting an ankle or something.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
He slipped and fell, I think. Well, he's probably too old to be trying to do what he was trying to do.
Play some basketball.
At least he didn't slip down his stairs.
Okay, I have a third take for you guys here in a second, but a shout out to our friends at First Equity Mortgage. So a few years back, I had a great experience refinancing my home at the time with David over at First Equity, which has been in the market for 24 years, going back to basically the turn of the century. So they know what they're doing at First Equity. They pride themselves on treating every customer as a friend and a neighbor, supporting the community. And David over at First Equity is a 20-year season ticket holder of Wolves and Lynx basketball tickets. So... he's one of us for sure. He's a long suffering.
He knows what happened with Steph.
Yep. So you can check him out at femort.com. That's femort.com. Scornorth.com keyword David also works. Judd, tell the audience how they can get in basketball shape these days.
That is as simple as this. In fact, there's sports dad right there, down 40 pounds. How? Thanks to my friends at Livia Weight Control Centers. That's not only going to get you in basketball shape, that's going to get you in shape. So all of those clothes that might not fit after the winter, guess what? Livia is here to solve your problems. And the best part is this. They will help you keep that weight off. First 3 months you join right now, those are free. That's right. I said it. Those are free. 3 months for free. You're losing weight. You're feeling great. And you're just started with the program that I can tell you and a lot of people who watch and consume Score North because they've joined can tell you it absolutely works. 855-GO-LIVIA, livia.com. How do you spell it? LIVEA.com. Check them out.
Okay, take number three here. People need to stop complaining about All-Star games. What, like, first of all, as with anything in life, you're not forced to watch. You can, you know, you can just not consume something and not complain about it.
Right.
You don't have to you don't have to complain about everything that's not and by the way, Anthony Edwards came out after the game last night and somebody asked him about just the non-competitive nature of the games. And, you know, we had a team score 200 points last night for the first time. They weren't playing any defense. It's just, you know, they're just the top players in the world running around throwing alley-oops to each other for 2.5 hours. It is, it's been that way for 20 years, right? Yeah, Luka stuffing himself on, throwing it from half court, stuffing himself on a dunk. But Anthony Edwards, I'm paraphrasing, basically said, this is time off for us. Right. No one's looking to come here and compete at a high level. Right. We're trying to, this is a rest and recovery period for us, and we're here to have fun. I look at it as fun. I don't know how you can make it more competitive. I just come here to have fun, basically, is what he said.
Right.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I don't know why we get all worked up. Every time there's an All-Star game, we're like, yeah. They're not trying. They're not playing defense. Okay. Did it ruin your Sunday? I don't know. It's not the way that it was 40 years ago. Sorry. Well, get over it, people.
All-Star games are for the sponsors. Like, they are a place for you that leagues wine and dine their top sponsors. And the weekend's great fun. And so, like, we're still used to it. I don't know why, because it's been so long, but we're still like, well, it used to be competitive. And you know what? It did. A lot of things used to be different. This one, to me, I just don't care that much. But at the end of the day, if you really wanted to do the right thing, football did it. Which is, if you don't want to, like, if you're like, okay, this game's an embarrassment, it's a joke, right? Eliminate the game, do other things. Come up with a different idea. Like, we also have this whole thing. You could name all-star teams. And I mean, the National Football League did exactly this. You could name all-star teams and never really play the game. Like, we don't debate the all-star teams based on, I think the Eastern Conference got an unfair advantage. We debate it based on who is named an all-star. And that's the most fun. The actual game, who cares? But I'm just saying, if this offends the leagues or they don't want to do this anymore, Imagine it, re-image it at this point. It's 2024. Nothing's stopping you having a weekend.
But in football, I think the injury risk is just as much why they got rid of the game. You can't really play a football game half speed, and guys don't want to get hurt.
I'm just saying there's other ways to do this.
Let's do a two-night skills challenge then. So we're going to do the three-point contest and the dunk contest, and then what are we going to do, like a long drive contest? I mean, that's what the NFL is doing.
Well, first of all, here's what you do. This won't fly because the league likes this, but the reality is this. The NBA All-Star Game, for instance, should be rotated among Las Vegas. Like, it should never be.
But how would that change the game?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, if you were to take the weekend and reimagine it as a different type of experience for, like, the sponsors and stuff, go to Vegas, Hawaii, find different ideas. But I'm with you. I just don't care anymore. And it doesn't stop us from having great debates about who's named to All-Star teams, which ultimately is what we want to do.
Here's the funny part, though. Like, people think it needs to be fixed because the scores are getting out of hand and no one's playing defense. Let's go back to the glory days of when the All-Star game was competitive, right? In the late 80s, we had a 154-149 final score. We had a 143-134. We had a 153-113, a 135-132. Like, they're scoring 50 more points now because guys are shooting more threes than they were in the 80s. But they weren't. They might lock it down. If the game is close in the last 5 minutes, okay, hockey, maybe Jordan's slapping the floor and maybe they're playing defense. But people act like, oh, this is a new phenomenon with these young players that don't give a rip.
Every year.
It really hasn't been that much different in the past.
Hockey's the same way. Yeah, it's not. There is, again, I will say this. I think there's only one All-Star game worth playing. Like, I still think that the baseball one can be fun. But besides that, if you, like, tune in for competitive action in hockey or basketball, or when they played a football, I think that's more of a you problem.
And in baseball, like inherently, offense, defense is, so I am an all-star pitcher. I'm not going to throw underhand. Like I'm going to throw my stuff and you're going to try and hit it. So we're both, even if we're both only trying like 90%, I'm still throwing the ball 98 miles an hour and you're trying to hit it out of the ballpark.
Sure.
In the NBA, everyone's just trying to get their offense in. Everyone's just trying to throw lobs and I, whatever. Like I just, people get outraged every year. We need to fix this. Do we? Millions of people tune in. Sponsors seem to love it for the most part. And players are having fun for like 3 hours on TV.
Yeah.
Personally, if they slap the floor a couple more times,
I'd prefer not to play. And I would go like our guy Gobert did and get some salt water therapy and be very happy with that.
Wouldn't it be funny? Go back and re-envision last night's All-Star game where the Eastern Conference is putting up 211 points. If we had strategically placed like 23 minutes of Rudy Gobert out there for chunks of that game, and he's the only one playing defense.
Yep.
Would they have held the East under 200 points?
The traditionalists would have loved that.
And Gobert would have shot some threes in that game too, right?
And then he would have come down, twisted an ankle, and been out for five games. I'm very happy with him. R&R.
So, I don't know. Stop complaining about All-Star games is my tip.
Like you said, just don't watch it.
Yep. All right, boys. That's a wrap on this All-Star Weekend recap, quick episode of Flagrant Howls. Kyle back in the mix tomorrow. And then Jim Pete, remember, weekly on Thursdays, schedule pending. Some of the road trips get a little tricky, but it's a blast having Jim Peterson on board here at Flagrant Howls for the rest of the season, too. This is a Timberwolves lifestyle podcast.